I'm now joined with Lauren Cosgrave from Clongriffin Community Association to talk about the need to develop Father Collins Park into a more inclusive and accessible place for all locals, regardless of abilities. Good afternoon, Lauren. Thanks for joining us.
How are you doing, Johnny? Thanks very much for having me.
You're most welcome. First of all, Lauren, tell us briefly about Father Collins Park and what amenities are there at present.
Grand. Well, Father Collins Park is about 10 years old now and it's busy all the time. It's the centre point of our community. The facilities that we have in it, we have a walk and cycle track that's 1.5 kilometres around. The windmills are there. It's self-serving, the park is. We have a skate park. We have two playgrounds. We don't actually have any swings in it for the children, for any children. The park would be used a lot for... We've our local GAA club, Trinity Gales, use it. We've Trinity Donnymead, their pitches are there. And there's an athletic club there during the week as well.
Very nice.
They use it as well, yeah. So it's well used and busy all the time now, especially since COVID. It's busy during the week. It used to be kind of weekends, but now during the week it's just constantly busy.
Okay, so do people from surrounding areas also visit the park, not just for sport, but for, you know, just to take a walk and so on?
Just
for example,
play.
Like Dunamead and Baldoyle and so on.
Yeah, you would, and you would see it during the day as well. You'd see people drive down to the area. So that's kind of how the issue with parking was flagged too, was because most spots would be taken up during the week as well as weekends. So that wouldn't be locals from Clongriffin wouldn't obviously need to park there. So people do come from surrounding areas.
Okay, so the Community Association are calling on local councillors and TDs to help develop the park into a more inclusive and accessible place for everyone, regardless of abilities. Tell us more about it, Lauren, and what exactly is requested to assist those with disabilities?
Well, we reached out to Dublin City Council. There was a successful installation of an ability swing in Cabinteely. And we thought that would be fantastic for our area, as at the, you know, we've recently got a CRC day centre. We've residents in the area who contacted us. And I think what COVID brought out was more people have been using the park. So you're out meeting neighbours and that you wouldn't usually meet, you know. So we're calling on Dublin City Council to install a disability swing. And we have since reached out. I can just give you a quick update on it. So we did reach out, and there is other inclusive and ability play items that have been installed in the likes of St. Anne's Park, in Edenmore and Kilbarrick. So basically, we would be looking for something similar. It's just to give children and wheelchair users a purpose to come to the park. You know, like all other children are playing, we just need some play items for them. And regarding the car space, when we reached out to Dublin City Council, the traffic department were extremely helpful. They actually confirmed that it's not them who own the roads around. Dublin City Council owned the park, but the roads surrounding it are owned by Gannon Homes. So there's still an ownership there of Gannon Homes in Clongriffin. So we have since reached out to Gannon Homes asking for car parking facilities for accessible cars and on our main street and around the park, because currently we don't have any in Clongriffin.
Yes, and I think at the moment the parking facilities around the park, they currently don't meet statutory requirements in terms of sufficient number of spaces for those with disabilities. Would that be right?
That's correct, yeah.
And roughly how many ability swings are needed? I think you only mentioned one,
it's just kind of, we're putting the request out there to see what we can get, to see what funding is available to us. You know, after going back to families and that would require these facilities, they came back to us and did say, you know, we're looking for an ability swing, it'd be fantastic, but there's other play items like... roundabouts and bouncy bridges and stuff like that they have in other parks that we would be delighted to get something like that. Even a sensory garden, you know, they can wheel the chairs around. They're just looking for some facilities and we're trying to help them get into the park.
That sounds good. And you mentioned already the CRC Daycare Centre in Clongriffin. How often would their members use Father Collins Park?
You would see them a lot coming down during the day. There would be a lot, and you would see it more now since COVID. Probably like myself working from home, I didn't be in the park more during the week. And you would see an increase in wheelchair users in the park. So it's used a lot. By St. Michael's House, there's a school in St. Michael's House in Baldoyle. They would use it as well.
So, Lauren, tell us just briefly a bit about Clongriffin Community Association, like when it was set up and how it actually assists locals in the area.
Grant, yeah, well, we're an active working group of residents the last 4 years, and when we first worked together, initially it was just for planning for schools, shops, community centres, facilities that we don't have in Clongriffin. We hold 4 annual events to kind of bringing the community together. We had street parties every year. We do the Eid festival. We would do Christmas parties, fantastic every year. The last one we had 2019, we had the local band and Donegal came, and we've our own Santa Claus that comes. And in 2019, we had our first annual, we're hoping to have annual our Halloween parade to walk around, because we don't actually have a community centre, so we've to try have as many community parties outside. We don't. There is a facility there that holds 40 people, so we try to do all our events outside like that. So Christmas would be the only one we'd have to have inside, and like that, people have to queue. We can only let a certain amount of people in. Yeah, basically, we are trying to share information with the community. You know, like that, we were working on the planning side, trying to work with the local area plan, and at one stage we were working with the local TDs to get the new Garda station open up in Northern Cross there. So we worked on population projections, and we actually were invited by the then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and the Garda Commissioner. We attended a meeting with them and other, you know, school principals and other community leaders, just to kind of discuss the requirement for this Garda station. So we've had, the last 4 years, we've have grown a lot, and we've a lot more new residents that have joined, and so it's good to see it's all positive at the minute.
Yes, actually, there's a massive growth in population in Clongriffin.
Huge,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah,
Yeah, great
yeah.
to have more people on board.
Absolutely. So, is there a website for the community association or maybe a social media page?
We're on Facebook. It's Clongriffin Community Association, and we have an Instagram page, clongriffin.ca, and we have an email address if anyone wants to contact us. It's clongriffin.ca@gmail.com.
Okay, that's great. You've also set up a new Tidy Towns committee.
Yeah, we did. This year, a group of residents got together, set up Tidy Towns, and at the minute we're working with them to bring them under our umbrella. So we had our first clean up day, spring clean, was in April, and everybody got out. We done all the roads in Clongriffin. We were in Fada Collins Park. We worked with Dublin City Council on that, and we was attended by a lot of local councillors. All in all, over the weekend, we got 70 bags, and they recycled 200 bottles. So
Wow,
that's
that's
what we,
great.
it was fantastic turnout. Families, children, everybody came out to help that weekend.
Excellent. Right, so we leave it there for today. Lorraine,
Lovely.
thanks again for joining us. It was great talking with you, by the way, and all the very best. Do take care.
Thanks very much, Johnny.
You're welcome. Now, that was Lorraine Cosgrave from Clongriffin Community Association. She was talking about the need to develop Fada Collins Park into a more inclusive and accessible place for all people, including those with disabilities.